Okay, says the Chaznish, no Sid Gimel like this. Again, he's moving along the same building on top of controlling. Again, the kochos that Hashem gave us, how do we use it? Now he's explaining in terms of developing ourselves. And he says like this, Shoresh tikkun ha-midos. What is the key to being able to repair one's midos? Who sur meira is avoiding doing things that are wrong. Very interesting. Noach lo la'adam l'kayim ase tov. It's much easier for a person to do good deeds. Avel min akoshi l'kayim sur meira. It's much more difficult to avoid doing things that are wrong. And he explains it. He elaborates on it. At first, it sounds a little counterintuitive, but the truth is, it's very, very. He's really on track. Yesh mino ishim sheim omdim hachin limsor sheiris kocham atova zulasam liyacharu latzibor. You'll have people who will give up anything of their own. And to help other people, to help the tzibor, to help an individual, they're willing to, you know, almost give up the shirt off their back. Very unbelievably giving people. V'him kapdanim v'yoser. But they have very short tempers. V'chasher paga bohem adam b'dibur akal. And if somebody says even a minor thing against them, he miskatzvim ketzev chadal me'atzor. Their wrath is unleashed. V'yideim kalos lechalik mehalumos retzach. I think he's speaking a little bit figuratively, but he basically says you're almost ready to deal a fatal blow against the person. V'oy lo l'misha poga bohem. Woe unto the person who crosses this person. E. Efshar lirchush kavod shevach utila laosik b'tzorche tzibor halotzeh. He said, you cannot show honor to somebody who's doing these things for the tzibur and doing all these great things if, together with that, these major personality flaws in the sense of hurting other people. Because the person hasn't worked on being misake in his midos. How can it be that he's so generous? If he hasn't worked on his midos, askanuso tivis. So the reason that such a person, if he can't be in control of the sur meira, the avoiding the bad, but he has this overwhelming, giving nature, it's exactly that point. It's because it's his nature. It's not because he worked on it. If the person had worked to the point of becoming that person, he couldn't possibly simultaneously be that same person who's getting angry so easily. So it's tivis. Shahu v'lo hayetzira nasis ayado. He enjoys seeing what he can do. Right? He enjoys seeing what he could do for others. Vala rovni imaloha ratza konenes belev komakirov. And he derives, personal satisfaction from seeing how he helps other people. V'omnam habrios ne'anin mimenu. And there are definitely people that benefit from him. V'omnam humuhulo meshubach v'bechinas hatilu v'ashevach hanitan l'chevetz haskula v'uneches ikar erach. Because not this person doesn't deserve any respect. If the person does valuable things for the tzibor, you should view him as the same way you would view an object that's valuable. But there's a limit to even an object that's valuable to how much worth you're going to place in it. It's not going to be something which you're going to hold up on a pedestal as a model. You'll appreciate him because he facilitates good things. But being that model citizen, he's not. Aval mehulal ish b'sichlo. The praise for a person should be through what he is able to accomplish through his mind. Again, in this instance, through his mind means using his mind to overcome his desires. And that person who should be held up is the chacham, is the wise person who has control over himself and control over his natural inclinations. He knows when to use his natural inclinations for good, but he also knows how to keep in check the negative ones. You cannot overly praise somebody for the tendencies that come naturally to him. It is a fascinating point. that the you know, sometimes we want to help, but the truth is it's really for selfish reasons. It's that we can't bear to see somebody who's suffering, or you know, we know we're gonna feel bad if we know we could have done something and we didn't do something. Again, it's not always that way. But what the Chazanish is saying is when you see a person who does not have control over himself and is giving in constantly to the negative attributes and yet has this, you know, magnanimous side to the personality, he says that's not something to be praised because that comes naturally. If it would come through tikkun hamidos, then it would have to be more balanced. What's not a bad thing?
It almost sounds like it's a bad thing if it comes natural to someone.
It's not a bad thing. It just can't be it can't be compared to the person who's in control and gets there. There's a certain amount, again, that's what he says earlier. It's not a bad thing. It should be praised as something which is valuable. The same way, you know, gold is a valuable commodity, but there's a limit to, you don't aspire to be like gold. You value it. So the person should be valued also. But in terms of an aspiration of the model person, it's not this person. And he brings a great story that I think brings the point home. It's humorous on the one side, but very true on the other. So, Maisa b'chassid echad. There's a story with a righteous person. Shehizmin oreach l'sod etzlo b'shabbos. He sees somebody in Friday afternoon in the supermarket, and he said, you know, have somewhere to go for Shabbos. You know, come to me for Shabbos. Beautiful. And he told the children and he told his wife and they set a seat and they're all excited and she cooks and great. His family loves doing achnasas orchim also. But there was a gabbai in shul whose job it was to make sure that any guests had somewhere to go. And he didn't know that this particular person had invited this guy over to his house, and he sent him somewhere else. And he sent the guest to the place where he had arranged for his lodging. And when this chassid goes home on Friday night, and he can't find the guest, and he comes home to the house alone. And the family was very, they were sad. They wanted to have their guest, and now their guest wasn't there. And the chassid says to them, the guest wasn't an object that you do business with. I wanted to make sure that he had somewhere to go for Shabbos. If it's me, fine. If it's somebody else, fine. But he's not. You don't. The way that. But it's the same whether it came from me or somebody else. And there was a story, I remember one of our Rebbeim telling me in Eretz Yisrael that when Rav Huttner was. After he made Aliyah towards the end of his life, and he had a kolo in Eretz Yisrael, and he left Chaim Berlin, and he got sick for a while, and he once got a phone call, and there was some boy in yeshiva asking if he can come visit. He didn't know him, so he said, "Why do you want to come? Why do you want to come visit?" So he said, "What do you mean to do Bikur Cholim?" So he said, "You mean like you want to do a mitzvah, like shaking a lulav?" So he goes, "Yeah, I want to do a mitzvah." So he goes, "Your lulav, I don't want to be." Meaning, to be treated as an object and to turn somebody into an object. That's why it's a machlokas rishonim. But why don't we make a bracha on chesed? So one of the reasons it's given is because it depends on somebody else, and you might not be able to do it. The other reason is because the person's going to feel bad. Chazal wouldn't be misakir bracha. If I'm about to give you money, about to give somebody money for tzedakah, and first I say, the person's going to feel bad. He's going to feel like an object. The goal of the tzedakah is to try and elevate the person. The person already feels lowly that he has to take something. Again, other Rishonim say that. There's a Rashba who says that something which is tullahi on somebody else, we're afraid it's going to end up being a bracha levat tullah. But other Rishonim say that we don't want to cheapen it. He says, that's what sometimes happens. People get so, I want to do this, that they lose sight of what it is. And he writes, Lochim in Aschalkam Shel Dala Sa'am. He says, what this guy did is not the normal way of doing it. Many people, he says most people, when they've decided they want to do something good, it becomes part of what they want to do, and they get distracted, and they don't want somebody else, taking their good deed. And he says it's a tremendous level to be willing to even forego doing the thing, because then you have an appreciation of what the chesed is about. When I have to be the one to do it, so then it's about me. And then it becomes about this natural inclination to want to do more. But if I have control over myself, and that's why he says, knowing whether you have control over yourself, the litmus test is in the sur meira. Is can you control yourself from stopping yourself from doing what you know you shouldn't be doing? That is the litmus test that informs everything else that we're doing. It's worth thinking about. It's a very different approach, but there's a lot of truth in what the Chazanish says. So again, okay, something to think about. I'm not going to be around tomorrow evening, so Mirat Hashem will pick up. Actually, I'm not around Monday evening either. I have a conference call I'm on Tuesday evening. Mirat Hashem.